Day, 5th to the 6th of January, 2057. Chapter 1. 0940 GMT. On Friday, 5th of January, 2057, in the morning of that day as experienced near the Greenwich Meridian, many eyes happened to be turned to the moon and the sun, human and artificial eyes, on Earth and beyond. For that morning, the moon, following its own orbit, was sliding into a position precisely between Earth and sun, so that the moon's shadow would pass over a swathe of Earth's surface. In the southern hemisphere, across the ocean south of Africa, neatly and precisely hiding the sun's disk from human eyes across that swathe. It was a solar eclipse, with the moment of greatest eclipse, the midpoint of totality, due at 0948 Greenwich Mean Time. A chain of events began at 0940 GMT. The timing was deliberate, of course, anticipating the eclipse. But the primary event occurred at the location of the sun itself. The very first human instruments to detect the event were a fleet of solar science probes, launched by many nations, which followed fast, swooping orbits around the sun, even over its poles, or diving perilously deep into its corona, its outer atmosphere. This day they recorded baffling, anomalous data. Before losing their orbital moorings in space and scattering like startled birds, it took 8 minutes at light speed for the first observable effects, primarily gravitational and electromagnetic light, to reach the orbit of Moon and Earth. So, as had been intended, the effects arrived precisely at the moment of greatest eclipse. And given the lineup of Earth, Moon, Sun, at this moment of eclipse, these effects were first detectable on the moon's far side, the side closest to the sun, closer than anywhere on Earth. The first technology in the Earth-Moon system to record the event, it was later established, was at the Marconi Observatory, an automated deep space telescope complex near the centre of that averted face, in a crater called Daedalus. For some years, the lunar far side, shielded from the Earth's visual brightness and radio noise, had been maintained as a park for astronomy. The Marconi instrument suite watched the sky constantly, in many wavelengths, visible light, radio, infrared, even gravity waves, and it was equipped to raise automatic alarms if unexpected events were observed. Such an event was now observed. The signal set, rich in anomalous data, was immediately flagged as extraordinary. Records were made, summary reports hastily compiled, alerts tagged. This took nanoseconds. Then it took a 50th of a second to transmit the information around the moon, through the fibre optic communications network that, in the year 2057, lay draped across the dusty lunar hills like a sparse nervous system. At much the same moment, visible evidence of the event reached human eyes. In lunar space, the eyes of a dozen multinational crew observing the events of the solar eclipse from the unique perspective of their orbital habitat, Lunar Gateway 3. It was less than 2 seconds more before visible evidence of the event reached the Earth itself, and consequences unfolded. As, in the Sinus Medii, an eye opened to watch the reaction.